Experts say spreading street protests in Vietnam this month show a growing fear of China, worries about freedom of speech, and distrust of the lawmaking process. The rights group Amnesty International says demonstrations involving about 30,000 people took place on June 9th and 10th. The group says protests were held in 10 cities, including Vietnam's largest, Ho Chi Minh City. Occasional violence was reported. But on June 17th, protests brought out thousands more people. The rights group said at least 150 people were detained. Police beat some of the demonstrators. Vietnam's Doi Cher newspaper reported that 8 people were arrested. Protesters throughout the country were reacting to a National Assembly bill. The law would let foreign investors occupy land for up to 99 years in 3 special economic areas. The protesters worry that investors from China would lease the land. They also condemned a cybersecurity law that the National Assembly passed on June 12th. The bill could lead to rules that let police more closely watch the public's internet activity. Chung Nguyen is an international relations official at Ho Chi Minh University of Social Sciences and Humanities. He thinks the cause of the protests is that the public does not trust the government, the National Assembly, or the legislation. The National Assembly has delayed the lease bill until October for possible changes. But protesters in cities still oppose the cybersecurity law. That is because the exact rules on what will be permitted online will not be known for about 6 months. The law requires service providers, such as Google and Facebook, to store user information in Vietnam, open offices in the country, and remove offending posts within 24 hours. One official with Amnesty International said the law may let the government ask service providers to share information about what common users say online. Adam McCarthy is chief economist with Mekong Economics in the capital Hanoi. He said the Vietnamese government has always watched people's internet activity. He said the government has made some arrests in recent years. But he thinks the new law will permit more watching of the public, even people not really actively trying to overthrow the government. In June 2017, the Ministry of Public Security proposed the law on cybersecurity to give it more power over banned content and anti-government activities. The Assembly strongly supported the law by a vote of 423-15. However, on the same day, June 17th, thousands of people protested in Ha Tinh province of central Vietnam. They opposed the cybersecurity law and the idea of leasing land to Chinese investors. China makes up nearly 7% of Vietnam's foreign direct investment now, media reports say. Relations between the countries are uneasy, however, because the two have a territorial dispute in the South China Sea. The Catholic news website, ucanews.com, reported that about 200 protesters were detained, beaten, and questioned in Ho Chi Minh City on Sunday. The website said tens of thousands of Catholics, including priests from Ha Tin Province, had attended special masses Sunday. They said they were seeking to pray for justice and peace in the nation and for government leaders to protect the country. In Binh Tuan Province, protesters came with bricks and Molotov cocktails. The news website Vietnam NetBridge reported that they burned vehicles, injured police, and damaged official buildings on June 10th and 11th. Vietnamese officials have accused extremists of starting some of the protests. Communist Party General Secretary Nguyen Phu Trong appealed Sunday for calm. Ming Yu Hua is an Amnesty International official for Southeast Asia and the Pacific. She said, "I think we're in a different digital environment, so I think there's a lot of unknown factors that are definitely difficult to predict." Vietnam does not block websites, and this lets people organize on social media. But Maxfield Brown says as long as Vietnam's economy keeps raising people's incomes through job creation, protests are unlikely to increase. He is with Dizan Shira and Associates, a business advice agency for foreign investors based in Ho Chi Minh City. Vietnam's economy grew nearly 7% last year. Brown said the intensity of the protests and where they took place suggests that the protesters are isolated groups of people already feeling dissatisfied. I'm Mario Ritter.